Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Starkey and Mueller live at the Cambria Suites. Go out to the hotline right now where Tony Loughman of the NHL Network is waiting. Tony will host NHL Tonight coming up at 6 o'clock. Plus, NHL Network will feature the Rangers at Capitals tomorrow. That's Friday at 7 p.m. Visit NHLNetwork.com for your local channel listings. Tony, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well here, and we've seen a Penguins team off to a kind of sluggish start. What's your read on how they've done and what you see in the future for them after a pretty brutal early schedule?
I was talking with a noted Penguin favorite, Mike Rupp, who spent time obviously wearing the black and yellow, and he understands just how passionate Penguins fans are. And he put into perspective for me just how long these Penguins have played. Obviously, we know about the back-to-back cups. The grueling nature of those deep playoff runs, and I applaud Mike Sullivan for not pressing them too much early in the season. Because of the cumulative fatigue, there wasn't too much anxiety over the fact that maybe they weren't as sharp at the very start of the season. If they plan on going deep into the playoffs, and why wouldn't they, considering what we've seen in recent years, that there wouldn't be that much concern on the team side of it that they didn't come blazing out of the gates. Of course, the team that's won the President's Trophy the last 2 years and has been eliminated by the Penguins, the Caps can tell you that the President's Trophy doesn't mean a whole lot. So, long answer to a short question by you, not much concern about the Pens, and in fact, I love what I've seen of late. Despite the injuries to Matt Murray and now Schultz, this team is comfortable being uncomfortable, and that's saying a lot considering all they've had to deal with.
Tony, are you of the opinion that Phil Kessel has been this team's best player thus far this season? Because as crazy as that sounds, given the other talent on hand, that's the opinion of a lot of people in town.
The numbers are amazing. 13 goals, 21 assists, 34 points, all of those are team highs. I hesitate to say best player because if you ask all the people that I work with, and you know, there are Hall of Fame defensemen like Scott Stevens just walked by, the way that they admire and respect the entire game of Sidney Crosby, most hockey people will say Crosby's the best player in the world. So with him being the best player in the world because he's on that team, I hesitate to say that Kessel's the best player. But I will say that he's been unbelievable, and there's no denying his level of production. But I think one thing I've come to recognize in the sport is that when you have a player like Sidney Crosby, whether it's Jake Guentzel or Phil Kessel, and Evgeny Malkin is in that same superstar class, they elevate the level of play of the guys around him. And I think Phil Kessel would be the first to point at the level of play of the guys around him, allowing him to put up the kind of numbers he's been putting up, which are very impressive.
Tony, let me ask you this. In my humble opinion, and I believe Malzie's as well, the Nashville Predators are the best team in the NHL right now. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't say the best team, but I would say the most impressive to this point. I have so much respect for the way that the Winnipeg Jets have played. There are a few teams that have been most impressive to me to this point. I put Nashville in that category to be sure, but knowing that we haven't seen them with Ryan Ellis yet, you can certainly make the case that the teams at the very top of the league have been impressive. To me, Winnipeg, Tampa Bay, and Nashville have been the three teams that have stood out the most. Tampa Bay, in my opinion, is the best right now because we have a sense for what they look like with all their pieces in place. I want to see Nashville with Ryan Ellis, and that could change my opinion. But certainly, you can't not be impressed with what Nashville has done. Coming off of losing in the Cup Final, everybody I'm around says they're better this year than they were last year. And when you look down the middle, the addition of Kyle Turris, it's easy to see why people are so high on him.
So if the playoffs started tomorrow, who would you pick to win the Cup?
I would pick the Pittsburgh Penguins because
wow.
I've seen 2 years in a row what that team does when it's winning time. I grew up in Los Angeles. Magic Johnson used to talk about winning time. Until I see Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, when they're healthy and they're right, not produce in the postseason, then all bets are off. Matt Murray, all we know about that guy is come playoff time, he wins. 7 wins this past playoff run and 15 the year before. It's remarkable how good the Pittsburgh Penguins are when it counts the most. You got to take away the championship. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Somebody's got to beat Pittsburgh. Until that happens, I have a lot of respect for what we've seen from Pitt.
Tony Loughman, NHL Network. He'll host NHL tonight coming up at 6 o'clock, plus NHL Network will feature Rangers and Capitals tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Visit NHLNetwork.com for your local channel listings. Tony, a distinct pleasure. Let's do it again soon.
Thank you,
Sounds
Tony.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.